The Magic knocking off my Sixers 96-87. That series tied at one. Also, series tied at one. Miami 108, Atlanta 93. And we have a couple of games. Well, we have a game in action. You've got Denver and New Orleans trading buckets at the halfway point. With the last check I had, Denver was ahead 52-44. Some big games coming up on Thursday and Friday. Boston and Chicago, big for Boston fans anyway. And also Cleveland and Detroit, Portland and Houston, and Thursday, San Antonio and Dallas in the Texas draw, and the Lakers and Utah on Thursday in the late game. So, sports shorts at the top of this show. We're not talking about politics. It must be Easy Ticket Mike. Mike joins us each and every week here on the show. Hey, Easy Ticket Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you?
Good. I've been trying to watch some sports in between the politics. You could kind of interchange them. The playoffs are in full swing, as you said in your note to me, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. Have you been checking out other games besides the Mavericks by any chance?
Let's see. It's halftime right now with Denver and New Orleans, and you know, Denver's looks like they're going to go up 2-0 on the Hornets. What I'm looking for Denver is probably take that series in about five games.
Yeah, I agree, and that might be a surprise a lot of people, but of course injuries playing a major factor and whatnot. But you think of the run last year from the Hornets, boy, and it's a different team though going into the playoffs, no question about that.
They started off the season really hot, and they've just kind of fizzled, you know. And that's the thing, they've got some injuries that they just haven't been able to come over.
Yeah, no kidding. I mentioned the Sixers and Orlando, and you talked about it. It was funny. You talked about it in your note to me as well. And they almost let that slip away, too, but they ended up evening the series. I think that's going to be a series that could go the distance, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking it's probably going to, you know, it might end up going seven games. Six or seven, but I think it'll probably go about seven games on there.
So, yeah, I agree. And we both agree on the NBA Finals, by the way. We both think the Lakers and Cleveland are going to end up facing each other, and I'm excited for that. I know a lot of people would kind of rather see the repeat if it's going to go in that direction of the Lakers and the Celtics, but I don't think so. I think King James is going to get his crack at a ring, and we'll see how that goes down. But, of course, we're in the playoffs, and it has to all filter through. Now, speaking of playoffs, do you have playoff tickets?
Oh, yeah, I've got well, I've got some Mav Spurs tickets for tomorrow night. I've got some for Sunday. I've got tickets for pretty much all the playoffs right now. I've got some for the Chicago game tomorrow night against Boston, and we've got some really excellent seats still available. So.
Okay, so we can tell everybody to go to easy-ticket.com. And there's something interesting you were telling me, because I know other people that are ticket brokers, and the one thing that they do, I guess it's a little bit different than you, which is excellent that you do it. If somebody is listening right now in Illinois, we have people listening in Connecticut, we have people listening in Santa Barbara, California, if they want to get the tickets, they get the you can get the email and they can print it out, right?
Yeah, they have a barcode on the tickets and printed out. It's unique for that particular ticket, and it's scanned at the door. And so, you know, a person's able to print their ticket out at the last minute and transfer it to the new owner and take it to the game or the concert. That's the whole direction that tickets are going to go to here in the future, because, you know, that's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah, because it's a mess at will call. You get there at the last second, or you have to run somewhere and go get tickets. It's not the way we live, and with the traffic patterns in half the cities, it's just impossible. So I think that's a great thing. You're ahead of the curve there, Mike. How about the chase for the Stanley Cup for Lord Stanley? What are you seeing on the ice that you like so far?
Well, you know, the Bruins, they swept the Canadiens in four games.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, I'm looking for, I was looking for San Jose and Boston to be in the finals, but San Jose, they were down 2-0 against the AC Ducks. And right now, I think the Ducks are going to take that series. So I'm going to look for probably the Red Wings to be in the finals again against Boston, but I think Boston is going to take it all.
Yeah, I think that's a good prediction. The Red Wings look really tough because you see what they're doing. They're beating up Columbus, which I'm not necessarily surprised by that, but you look at all three of their lines and they're loaded up and down the lines. I mean, really, there's no question. Of course, goaltending as well for the Red Wings is incredible when you talk about Osgood. So I don't think that's a surprise either. Now, you have also concert tickets, too. I was at the Jimmy Buffett deal, and I was just amazed. I had no idea what this whole parrot head thing was about, but it was pretty mind-blowing to me. I'm sure you have Jimmy Buffett tickets for some of the other cities because he's traveling around, of course, right?
Yeah, he's, let's see, I've got some in, let's see, where he's, a few places. Well, he's on tour right now. And I've got some for this this coming week. Let's see, I think he's up in Seattle. He's mm-hmm. out in California. He's, you know, all over the. He's on tour right now, so I've got a lot of tickets for him. And there's a lot of other things. Fleetwood Mac, they're on still on tour. Got just a whole slew of different groups that are on tour around the country right now.
All right, and so, you mentioned that, James Taylor, Dave Matthews, lots of people. All they can do, if somebody wants tickets to anything that's listening to us, because we're a nationwide show, and we know we have great listeners on 1160 AM and KVCE, of course, in Dallas, Texas, but that goes across the board in Connecticut and elsewhere, too. So they can go to easy-ticket.com and check out all the things you have to offer, right?
Yeah, we've got a search box up at the top of the page, and just type in what you're looking for and click the search button, and that'll bring up the page for all the different concerts or sporting events, whatever it is, and click on the button for that particular city, and it'll bring up a list of all the tickets we've got available.
Excellent. Easy Ticket, Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for checking in.
Okay, Kate, you have a good evening.
All right, you too. You have a great rest of the week. I mentioned here at the top that the world's cleanest